Hi, this is Richard Morgan with episode 106 of our podcast series. We're in the book of Exodus, and we're looking at this conversation between God, or the angel who represents God, and Moses at the burning bush, and this very enigmatic revelation of the name of God. What exactly does it mean that God said to Moses in verse 14, "I am who I am," or "I will be who I will be"? What does that mean? And we're going to get a little bit deeply into this, because I find this very, very fascinating. Of course, this is the book of names. This is, we've mentioned earlier that the book of Exodus in the Hebrew Bible is the word shemot, names. God cares about his people. He cares about their names. He remembers their names because he's a father to children, and he wants us to be part of his family. He wants to know us on that first name basis. And so here God reveals his name to Moses and the children of Israel. In verse 13, Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" Now we've got to understand a little bit about names here. And we've talked about this before, how names in scripture are more than labels. It's not just that he wanted a label to attach to this God. The idea of the name of God here is really more to do with who he is as a person, what his reputation is. When they would say to Moses, "What is his name?" really they're asking, "What is this God like? How can we trust him? Who is he?" That's what Moses wants to know. And God's answer is really, really strange if you think about it. God said to Moses in verse 14, "I am who I am." And I mentioned in last week's podcast, this is better translated, "I will be who I will be." But that's not quite true. You've probably heard it say that, and it's true, this part is true, that the phrase Eya Asher Eya, which is translated here, "I am who I am," or "I will be who I will be," becomes the name Yahweh. Yahweh means "he who will be." And you've probably heard it taught that that expresses God's purpose to be manifest in a multitude of people. That God's purpose is that we might take on God's name and that we might manifest his character. And all of that is perfectly true. But there's a little bit more to it. Actually, there's a lot more to it. When you look at that name Yahweh, it's made up of four letters in Hebrew. We summarize it in English as YHWH. What's interesting about those four letters is that we can take the verb to be. In the past tense, he was. In the present tense, he is. And in the future tense, he will be. Each of which is made up of three letters in Hebrew. And what you can do, you can try this as an exercise if you get into the Hebrew, is you can take those three-letter words to be, and you can put them over each other. And they're all made up of these four letters that make up the name Yahweh. And I think this is what comes out in the New Testament, where we have an explanation of who God is at the beginning of the book of Revelation. Well, one of the titles of God is that he is the one who is, and who was, and who will be. In other words, somehow in the name of Yahweh, it's not just future tense. It's not just he will be, but he is, and he was, and he will be. In other words, we can look at the past and we see God. We can look at the present and we can see God. And then we can look to the future and see the same God. So that's one aspect to it. But just why does God describe himself using the verb to be? Just think about this for a moment. God said to Moses, Moses says, "Who are you?" And God basically says, "Well, I am me." or I was me, or I will be me, however you want to translate it. Now, if you were Moses and you heard that, what are you going to think? It's like asking the question, what is a frog? And the person answering says, well, a frog is a frog. You don't learn much from that, do you? A frog is a frog? Well, no, I want an explanation of exactly what the frog is. So what exactly is God saying to Moses when he says, I am who I am. I will be who I will be. It doesn't really tell you much, does it? Or, on the other hand, it tells us everything. Okay, we're going to get a little bit down a rabbit hole here, and I hope we're not going to go off on too big of a tangent, but I find this sort of thing fascinating. Think about who God is. Could you ever describe God using anything within creation? Right? Describe God using something that you can see with your eyes. In fact, that's, of course, what pagan cultures have done all the time. They've tried to describe their gods by making graven images. This is one of the reasons why God hates graven images, because it diminishes God. You see, God is not contained within creation at all. You can't do it. God is over creation. God is outside of creation. God even created space and time itself. Therefore, anything you use within creation to describe God doesn't get to who God is. And so when Moses says, tell me what your name is, tell me who you are, there's nothing that God can tell Moses within his experience that explains who this God really is. He's outside. He's sovereign over all creation and time. So he says, I am who I am, or I will be who I will be. Now, ponder on that. Think about that. These are some of the deep things about the eternity of God, which are interesting to think about and hard for us to grasp. But what's wonderful about the book of Exodus is that this seemingly unknowable God, who can only be described as I am who I am, or I will be who I will be, God is going to explain to us in this book how we can get to know him. Now, we're not going to be able to fully know God until we too are made into immortal spirit creatures as part of God's eternal purpose. But what God does in the book of Exodus is tell us that I want to be with you, despite the fact that I am outside space and time, that I'm not perceivable within your material time-constrained world. I'm outside of that, but I am still with you, and I still want you to get to know me. Now, if you're trying to get to know somebody, let's say you found a new friend, and you want to get to know them a bit more, you want to have a chat with them. You'll say, well, let's meet at a certain time and place. Maybe a restaurant at 8 o'clock. Well, in effect, that's what God is doing here. He wants us to get to know him as he knows us. And he says in the book of Exodus, I want to meet with you at a certain time and place, even though I am outside time, even though I cannot be contained within a place, I'm going to make it so that you can meet me at a certain time and place. And later on in the book of Exodus, there are two main principles that come out, especially in the second half, the principle of the Sabbath and the tabernacle. Both things, we're told, are so that the children of Israel might get to know God. He wants us to know him by meeting him him at a certain time, the Sabbath, and a certain place, the tabernacle. So all of that is wrapped up with this very, very strange enigmatic phrase, I will be who I will be. Let's carry on with this idea, looking at this a little bit further in next week's podcast.